Okay, we're back live with Tex Mars. I'm going to come back in the next segment, go directly to your calls. Michael, Jesse, and many others that are holding, 1-800-259-9231. We are live, 17th day of July, 2008. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are my websites. Tex websites, of course, are TexMars.com, PowerProphecy.com, ConspiracyWorld.com. New book he's got out, encyclopedic in size. Very, very important. And we hope that you will get a copy of it as I hold it up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Mysterious Monuments. Okay, how are they heralding and bringing in their North American Union?
Three North American Union pyramids, structure they built. But interestingly enough, remember, a facet of this North American Union is the ending of American sovereignty, the bringing in of a new currency, the Amaro. Now, they have actually built an entire new U.S. Mint in Fort Worth, Texas. And here are the pictures of it for your TV site. Here again, what do we have? We have a great circle indicating the whole world falls under the sway of what? Well, the men of the pyramid. The pyramid
so that's the all-seeing eye above the world, architecturally, is what that means.
That's right. Here's an aerial view, and both of these shots, by the way, are in Mysterious Monuments. Here we have, notice the Great Pyramid on top of the circle of the world. This is where I believe the Amaro is going to be printed. Everything must be made new. This is between on the freeway between Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. I went there. I took some of these pictures. And by the way, I did some research, and I asked the I called and talked to the architectural office that designed this building. And I said, by the way, the architect in charge, might he have been a Freemason? And they said, yes, how did you know? And he designed this building on Masonic principles. That's what they told me at the U.S. Office of Bureau of Engraving.
They don't even hide it.
They don't even, no, they thought it was a great idea. And by the way, they said that they wanted an actual all-seeing eye there at the gate, but for some reason management said no to that. So they got all everything. I guess that would have been a little bit too much.
Oh,
so
man,
the Amaro, a new U.S. printing.
Tell folks about plant. This.
All right. Now we talk about the greatest sex cult in the world. Now, I know this is vulgar. This is grotesque. But these men actually believe in sexual rituals.
You've got the breast right here. You've got the phallus.
Yeah. Well, this is the new state capital of the state of Florida. Remember, Jeb Bush was the governor when this thing was built. And an architectural, now architects themselves, one of the most popular websites, chose this as the most sexual piece of architecture in the world. It's the state capital of Florida. And what it is, it's the man's testicles and the man's phallus. Now, I mean, can you believe the
and
state
capital
of Florida
is designed?
They love
shoving doubles because they can say that's breast too. Yeah, but it's the testicles and the... And they admit this. It's real funny to them.
Yeah.
It's a sex cult.
It is a sex cult.
And their dominance in sex, they believe in killing the majority of us so we can't procreate because that's magical to them. So it's also
that's
a
right.
great greediness to kill you.
There is a sex ritual, of course, in such secret societies as the Bohemian Grove, the Order of Skull and Bones.
Oh, by the way, speak of the devil, that's going on right now.
Oh, yeah, the Bohemian Grove is they're down there worshiping their great owl that you exposed
and having
in your video,
and
Alex.
Having man-on-man intercourse.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing. But even the 15 young men initiated in the Order of Skull and Bones, in Mysterious Monuments, I actually show the original layout of the city of New Haven. Now, remember, that the words New Haven means the new heaven. This is where the educational center of the world was going to be. Would you believe?
Well, Masons founded Niederwall, which means underworld outside Austin, but sorry, go ahead.
Well, here we have, and by the way, this is a 1797, dated 1797, drawing of the city plan. It shows a nine-square city, because concealed in the number nine is 666. But in the very center of the city, they show it will be the town cemetery. The center is the center of death of New Haven, Connecticut, where Yale University
is. Well, they also admit, Yale admits the town, the university is laid out as a skull and crossbones.
It is. In fact, you will see in the original layout, you will see a skull and bones. And this comes from the book. It is the diary of Ezra Stiles. He was a high-level Freemason, and he was one of the first presidents of Yale College. And he actually showed, here is our city. And by the way, right next to the town cemetery is the tomb, the resident for the Skull and Bones, the 15 young men initiated.
A devil cult runs our society.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Michael in Texas, Cheffy in London, John in Oklahoma, Morgan in Georgia. We're going to get to all your calls, 1-800-259-9231. Tex Mars is with us again in studio. And I got to tell you, get his book, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWars.com. And you can also get it discounted with my film discounted Endgame that ties in with it, their master plan to carry out global extermination. It's all stated. It's the most important info out there. You need this book. It's huge. Great coffee table book. Great to wake up friends and family. Very affordable. InfoWars.com. Also get my new film, Truth Rising, while you're at it. My new cinema verite-style film on DVD at InfoWars.com. Text in closing, you were talking about how they signal future events. Then we're going to go to calls.
Through architecture and through symbology and even through the currency. In 1935, Franklin Roosevelt, then a 32-degree Mason, and his Secretary of Agriculture, who was a 33rd-degree Mason, Henry Wallace, they had a plan and they changed the currency of the United States. For the first time in 1935, it was finally admitted to the public that there was a reverse, a secret hidden
side. They called it
the Great Seal.
The secret side.
That's right.
You can be shown the pyramid.
It's on the $1 bill. The Great Pyramid of Egypt, the all-seeing eye of the sun god, or Lucifer, and the words Novus Ordo Seclorum, 1935. And guess what? Exactly 6 years later, great human sacrifice and blood, Pearl Harbor, the inauguration into the world World War II era of the United States, the number six, 6 years after we had the great sign of Osiris and Horus, the great sun god and his son, and the pyramid, we had unleashed this great American period with Pearl Harbor. So everything is signaled in advance. The Georgia Guidestones saying we intend to catapult the world into this new world order and there will be great death.
So this was the secret seal that could only be shown to the slaves in 35.
That's right.
And they'd already had the seal made turn of the century, 30 years plus before, if I remember the story correctly. But then they finally even had a little display and said, look, you can see this now. Let's go ahead and show folks.
Yes, origins actually go all the way back to Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, but it was kept hidden.
Yeah, but I just seen a documentary where they showed when they had the 1 minute that they had at the Capitol, I believe, and it was another side they showed everybody.
They call this the obverse side. I think it's quite interesting. By the way, even the great eagle itself is a sign of empire, and over the eagle you will see a six-pointed star, the hexagram. It's not just a star. It is the six-pointed star, the hexagram, that is used to put a curse on things. So I want to ask a question. Did they place a curse on the United States with this great hexagram placed over the eagle on our dollar bill? But again, all of this is mirrored in architecture. These people have these unheavenly visions. I want to mention, too, that the United Nations building was built on Egyptian satanic architectural principles, worshiping the god Shu, and I have a picture of that in Mysterious Monuments, the United Nations Secretariat building, and predictably, shortly after the United Nations was formed, the Korean War ensued, and great death and bloodshed. So bloodshed and death follows architecture. And I think we can see the plans of the Illuminati, the grand design that Manly P. Hall, 33rd degree Mason, called it, the grand design is revealed in architecture, unknown to the average person, but known only to the higher level hierophants and initiates.
Okay, amazing information, and a lot of it is covered in Mysterious Monuments. You can also at InfoWars.com, when you get Mysterious Monuments, get the first part, which is, of course, Codex Magica, just as thick, just as amazing. And briefly, tell folks what's covered in Codex Magica for those that don't have it, Tex.
Well, Codex Magica is another huge book with 1,000 photographs and illustrations. Codex Magica is the same size as Mysterious Monuments, but it covers the Illuminati and the elite and all of the secret societies, including Freemasonry, their secret hand signs, their secret rituals done in plain sight on television and magazines and newspapers, how they actually contort their bodies and handshakes, symbols, signs, the meaning of these. And it's just amazing what you find.
And Tex, you've been... When did you really wake up to the New World Order? 20 years ago?
Well, I believe, I remember it just knocked me down when I discovered it. You know, I really point it back. I'd done much exposing the New Age movement and its occultic.
Infiltrating Christianity,
yeah.
That led you back.
Yeah, well, I had a young man, a tremendously brilliant guy. He worked for a high tech, I'll just tell you, he worked for IBM, an engineer. He graduated from Yale University. He came to visit me. And he was a Christian man. He says, Tex, I know you've done all this study of the occult and mystery Babylon and the ancient religions, but are you aware of the secret societies? And he said, I studied the Order of Skull and Bones when I was a student at Yale University. And I said, well, tell me what you know. And he did. And by the way, he had written a dissertation while he was at Yale University. Roger Javins was his name. And he said, here, I want you to see this. That propelled me into this incredible study of secret societies.
That took you behind the curtain, behind the curtain.
Well, it did, and I'd say that was about 22 years ago now, today. And that's why Mysterious Monuments and Codex Magica are based on over 20 years of research.
That's where I was going, is that this is really, I don't want to say your penultimate, because you're going to do a lot more, but this is really the sum or the essence of your work and research. And it's so important that people have these. We're going to your calls, but I do want to draw a picture for people. Very simple. The globalists, their symbol is also the pyramid, the Illuminati, because it's a symbol of compartmentalization. We're the big mass down here at the bottom, and then they're the illuminated ones on top. But to make it more simple in squares, you see this. You're in a box, and we'll show people a close shot of this. You think you see everything, but really you're a Republican or you're a Democrat. You've got this limited view. And then, meanwhile, you have no idea that you are part of a larger structure, that there are other people who have their own views and their own ideas and their own systems of thought. And there's even different cults and different groups that think they have all the answers and different, you know, organizations and governments and strata. And the Illuminati, they have unlimited funding. They are just masters at having their people with different levels of knowledge controlling all of these strata with corporate management systems. So that's why they're in control. They know they're the builders. They're the architects. They know how to lay all this out. They pay attention to detail. And that's why they say you're profane and deserve to die, because you can't even figure out that you are limited and blinded down to the point of not even able to see outside this box. So I don't claim that you have to believe everything I'm saying or what Tex is saying, though I trust and know what Tex is saying is accurate because I've studied what he's reported. I just want you to realize you are in a box. And all of us are to a certain extent. You know, we're finite. We're not infinite like God. The Illuminati tries to play God, but they use systems and mechanisms and mathematics to try to mimic it. And it's a joke compared to what God does. I mean, even a joke is saying too much. But compared to what we as individuals do, it is, you know, John marveled at the beast. And that's the whole system. And so that's what we're facing here. I want to go to calls, but briefly, how the compartmentalization operates.
Well, Alex, we have some tremendous people out there that are exposing different facets of this, and I commend them. For example, there are people out there that are studying the Jesuit order, the Order of the Jesuits, which is a Catholic order, or the Knights of Malta, or Opus Dei. Others really focus their attention on the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, or Freemasonry. Now, you know, I'm glad for all these things, but they get so focused on the one group, they forget, as you just did, that the pyramid has many stones.
Show us, yeah.
It has many facets. And listen, they will end one. If the Bohemian Grove is exposed too much, they'll end it and start another one. So they're not beyond this incredible proliferation of secret societies and groups. So we need to understand that if a person says, oh, no, it's only the Jesuits, it's only the Vatican, it's only this, it's only the Zionists. No. These people have created a system where everything concretes together. It fits together. And as you just said, they are the capstone. And they're going to crown this monumental system, even this architectural colossus. And everything is being built now, and the ultimate is coming up. And I believe that the year 2009, for example, will be a very important year, because 2 times 9 equals 18. And 18 is 6 plus 6 plus 6. Is that ridiculous? Of course it's ridiculous. It's absurd. But they believe it. The Illuminists actually believe it. And they have their lower-level subordinates, let's just call them. The George Bushes, the Cheneys, the Olmerts, the Browns, and so forth, to do their bidding. All of these people are servants themselves.
Absolutely. Let's take a call, and as we go into break, we'll take calls behind the scenes as well. Let's talk to Cheffy in London first. You're on the air with Tex Mars Worldwide.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, this is the first time, so. Basically, there was a couple of points I needed to mention. First one was in respect. I'm actually a Muslim from London.
Wait. Tex is getting his headset on, and they're having a malfunction. Let me help you with them, Tex. Keep talking, Cheffy.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, basically, I just wanted to thank your guest and yourself for all the work that you've done. But there was just a couple of points I wanted to mention. One was in respect to the star and the crescent, which many people today actually state it's a true Islamic symbol. Its origins are actually from Constantinople. When the Muslims took Constantinople in 1453...
That's right, they adopted the symbol of the city.
Was, the symbol of Constantinople was the star and the crescent. And
well, hold on a minute. Now, that's true, but they liked the sign because they already liked the moon. Muhammad came from a tribe that were moon worshippers.
No, this is actually about 6,000 or 7,000 years preceding that. I mean, we can debate these issues, but there was a couple of other things I wanted to mention as well. The other one,
Constantinople, isn't 8,000 years old, sir.
No, it's about 7,000 years old. If you actually go into the history of it. The symbol itself.
Well, we're going to keep talking behind the scenes with you for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Final segment with Tex coming up. Fine. We're just here talking about how it is now a Muslim symbol today. It's on top of the mosque and it's on the flags. And the point is that they're making the memorial that out in Shanksville. So that's not debatable. We'll find out exactly what you're getting at here. Man, this hour and a half's gone by so fast. Your call straight ahead. Michelle, John, Morgan, others. Stay there, Chevy.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Well, time has just blasted past, and I want to go to John and Morgan. We're talking to Michelle from PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and she was talking about how she was out at Colorado Springs, Colorado, where they're openly setting up the martial law takeover of America. So she gets out of the military and goes to Dallas. And now they're running checkpoints in her neighborhood. Now they're going to use the National Guard for gun confiscation. They just calmly announce it. It's happening, folks. They're putting it in place. Finish up with what's happening in Dallas, Michelle.
Well, absolutely. I can only talk about from my own personal experience. And, again, I just want to point out again to anybody who's new to listening to your show that I am a U.S. veteran, served it proudly in my country, the U.S. Army, the whole Iraq war thing. But I have a spirit of discernment, and I went with my heart. And many times was asked to re-up, is what they call it, to stay in the military and do that. But I just knew I had to go with the spirit and just really go out there and do the right thing. But I was talking to you about how the police checks are going on and things of that nature. Even when I went to my local mall, which was about 2 weeks ago, I got confronted by the local mall police as well as the city police, and they were in there. And I made the comment to him saying that you essentially, what you share on your show, how this is a Nazi kind of operation, and he got completely upset with me and walked away. But it blew my mind because I thought to myself, this is real. And I'm a soldier, or a former soldier, a veteran, and this is how they treat me.
Yeah,
of course, they didn't know that. They didn't know that, but it doesn't matter.
And yeah, they're turning the heat up. They're turning the heat up slowly. Michelle, call me back another day when there's not a guest and tell me more about this. It's everywhere, boss. When I was in D.C., there'd be crowds of tourists just in the middle of a park, and cops would come over and yell at them. It was there to let you know that you're a slave, and now it's happening everywhere. Tex?
Well, you know, a lady like Michelle, who has served this country and deserves respect, can you believe that President Bush and John McCain violently opposed the GI Bill, the Education Act? And here these people are
on
their limbs, and they don't want to have pay for their college because, you know, they want to keep them entrapped in the military. They're afraid too many may get out and go to college.
Well,
this was just horrible, the treatment through the Veterans Administration and everything. Listen, I'm getting on a tangent here, but after a 20-year career in the Air Force, people deserve more respect from our government. And I'll tell you something else. Our men and women who served in Iraq and Afghanistan deserve to know the truth about 9/11. And it is unpatriotic to oppose the truth-telling.
Absolutely. You know,
they are the unpatriots. We're the patriots because we're saying we want to know for the sake of our men and women who have lost limbs and lives and sacrificed in the Iraq War and Afghanistan. We want them to know what the truth is about 9/11. I'm sorry, I just got a little upset about that.
No, I agree. They treat them like absolute crap. They're even denying them health care now, as you know.
Yeah.
Have you heard
the VA budget and all that?
Have you heard 35-year employees, even managers at GM, are being told no health care? They have contracts saying they're supposed to get it, and they say no.
Well, across America, health care is being cut out by corporations. And of course,
and now it's going to be government, which is going to sound good, but then that's going to be eugenics.
That's right. They're pushing people, and now people are going to say, "Hey, Obama, President Obama, or President McCain, we've got to have health care now." And of course, you're absolutely right.
And now they'll be able to.
Yeah,
the government is going to do what they want with you and tell the doctors what to do so they can carry out eugenics. I apologize to John and Morgan and others. We just don't have time to get to you. We are out of time. I have an Academy Award winner coming up. Talk about two films she's doing. And it's just been absolutely amazing having Tex in here. Tex, give people the toll-free number so they can call and get a free copy. Sign up for your newsletter. They get it free all year, every month. Tell them how they can call and get a free copy of that.
Oh, yeah. We'll give them the special edition on Mysterious Monuments. Has a lot of pictures in it and such. No cost at all. Absolutely free. Just call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. Give us your address. Nobody will ask for a penny from you. Of course, the book is available through Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PowerProphecy.com. But the free newsletter, hey, they don't have to buy anything. Just call 1-800-234-9673.
Absolutely. And I really do hope that listeners will get Tex Mar's book. You can also call toll free and get it, 888-253-3139. Also, get Endgame. People need to see that film. That film's really waking people up. If you haven't gotten a DVD of Endgame, this information is very damaging to the New World Order, and who knows how long you'll be able to get it. I mean, don't take these shows and the Internet and radio and books and films for granted. So go to Infowars.com or call toll-free and get Mysterious Monuments, get Endgame, get my new film, Truth Rising. They all need to be seen, and you need to realize that you're the solution. Look in the mirror. It's you that's going to fight the New World Order and wake up hearts and minds. They're out recruiting their people right now. We got to recruit ours, 888-253-3139. Or you can see all my films online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to come back with Eva Orner. I want to thank Tex Mars. Thanks. It was incredible, Tex.
Hey, thank you, Alex.
Tex,
God bless you, my
just
friend.
Absolutely amazing. I'm going to twist Tex's arm, getting back in the next month or two to really take a lot of calls. God bless you all. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
to
stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Well, for the next 30 minutes, Eva Orner is our guest, Academy Award-winning documentary filmmaker of Taxi to the Dark Side, the torture and mass murder of children, knowing they were totally innocent just to create the image that they were fighting al-Qaeda. And I want to get a recap from her about the aftermath of the film coming out, winning the Academy Award. Now more has come out. You've got the big International Association of Doctors, Generals in the Military, and our own government saying it's high treason, that it's all war crimes. So really vindicated in the right word, because they were always right and everybody pretty much commended them, but validated in spades. But also she's here because coming out is Gonzo, the life and work of Dr. Hunter S. Thompson, and it's also narrated by Johnny Depp. Eva Orner just is involved in so much fine work. I met her when she was here working on a documentary kind of covering the 9/11 truth movement with us, but she's not here to talk about that today. And so we have her with us, and later we're going to play a clip of Hunter S. Thompson talking about 9/11 being an inside job. I'd also interviewed some of his friends who said before he died he was working on stories about Bush and pedophile rings and gay porn stars and the rest of it, which came out in the news later that we're in the White House, you know, the gay porn stars. But Eva Orner, it's very nice to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
It's getting crazier and crazier. They're announcing National Guard to do house-to-house gun confiscation just nonchalantly in America. Obama's calling for a million-man Stasi force, and it's just everything is insane.
It certainly is. It certainly is. But, I'm just glad I get to make movies.
and going to dangerous places like Afghanistan and China and the rest of it. Tell us about Gonzo. Let's get into that first.
We actually made Gonzo at the same time as we were making Taxi to the Dark Side, which was a really interesting thing to be doing at the same time. And I think in a lot of ways it really helped us with making Taxi because it was, well, it's not a light film by any means. It's definitely a lot lighter than, the subject of torture, which we covered in Taxi. So we made them concurrently. And, it's a film about, the great late Hunter S. Thompson, who's one of the finest journalists and writers that has come out of America, I would say comfortably the last 50 to 100 years. And we were approached to make it after he killed himself. So we started making it. The first thing we shot was actually his ashes scattering that Johnny Depp organized at his house in Woody Creek, at Hunter's house in Woody Creek. And then, we had unprecedented access to all of Hunter's estate. He was an incredible hoarder, so we had access to all of this incredible archival material. And we had an incredible team of researchers who went through it all and put it together. And, it's just a really comprehensive look at the pinnacle of his career, which was when he wrote in the late 60s and early 70s, when he wrote Hell's Angels, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail, and some seminal articles as well.
I want to talk about the film, and it's getting mm-hmm. great reviews by the New York Times and others. Just congratulations. You've hit the zeitgeist, Eva Orner. You made so many films before this that are great as well.
Well, we have to also credit the person that I worked with that whole time, who's really the force behind these films, which is the great director, Alex Gibney, who also directed Taxi to the Dark Side.
And, of course, he also before that made the Enron film.
Exactly. He's a really amazing force to be reckoned with. He's an incredible filmmaker.
Well, he also, not just as a filmmaker, he picks great topics, great, great subjects, great things to cover.
Yeah, he definitely knows how to get in trouble.
I can't wait to see this. I know it'll be next near impossible to see it at any of the film festivals. How are we going to be able to see this?
Gonzo? Gonzo came out on July 4 in 25 cities across the country, and I was just checking with your producer, and it is on in Austin at the minute, actually.
Well, guys, we're going to have to go see this. I also want to see that movie about the Huns. We've been so busy, they want to scurry off and watch Batman. I don't particularly want to. And Jason can't go. He's got to go watch Ultimate Fighting Saturday. I want to go see it. Fantastic. Eva, tell us more about the film.
The thing about Hunter, I think, when people think about Hunter S. Thompson, a lot of people have very preconceived ideas about, he was a big partier. He hung out with a lot of celebrities, or a lot of celebrities hung out with him. He took copious amounts of drugs. He was very famous for the amount of alcohol and drugs that he took. And, what we did was actually make a film that's got a really, it's a lot of fun and it's a great film to watch, but it's actually really serious in its tone, and it's a great history lesson and a great recount of history. And we actually start the film with a really, our style of, a dig at the current U.S. administration. Before Hunter killed himself, he wasn't terribly prolific for the last 2 years of his life, but he was writing a blog for ESPN, and he wrote this incredible blog in response to 9/11 as he was watching it happen on television. And he really predicted what was going to happen. He predicted that George Bush was going to, declare martial law, and he kind of predicted, the Patriot Act and, all of this amazing stuff. So we actually start the film with that, and Johnny Depp's reading it, because Johnny Depp played Hunter in the Terry Gilliam movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. So Johnny Depp narrates the film as Hunter, and we only use Hunter's actual written words as narration in the film. So it's sort of very artful and lovely. But, the film starts with this scathing account of what was happening in America, and then it goes back and kind of traces his career from his early days as a young journalist and writer all the way through to being like a pop culture sort of icon until his death. But, you know, I think one of the best parts of the film, or one of my favorite parts of the film, is when we cover the great book that he wrote, Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail, in 1972. And we, you know, George McGovern features very heavily in that section, and we cover the Eagleton affair, and, you know, Gary Hart talks about it. And, you know, there's some really great people in the film that we interviewed. So it's definitely, there's definitely someone in the film for every audience member. Yeah, it's a really, I think it's a great film. I've been sitting in a lot of audiences lately. I was just in Australia where it premiered in the Sydney Film Festival, and I was doing a whole lot of Q&As in LA the last few weeks, and audiences are responding incredibly well to the film.
Why do you think so many celebrities and people at the time liked Hunter S. Thompson's writing?
You know, I think if you've read his writing and you're familiar with his writing, it's so fresh and so unique and so exciting, and even now, you know, some of it's, you know, 50 years old, and it's, is it 50? Or, you know, 45 years old. It's so powerful and dynamic, and while so many people have tried to copy, you know, his Gonzo style, it still is incredibly fresh. It's honest, it's irreverent, it's funny, it's angry. It's really, it's so unusual and so dynamic, and I think that's what appeals to it. I mean, it's so funny because obviously from my accent, people can tell that I'm originally from Australia. And
well, I
mean,
I grew up with Hunter S. Thompson books laying around because my mom's a big fan, and I read quite a few of them, and I do think a lot of it was great info. What I liked is how he also changed, you know, as he got more info. I mean, he clearly at the end knew that the Bush administration was a pedophile cult. And I've talked to his friends and witnesses and people that, you know, he wrote things to, and he was getting ready to do a big piece on that. He also, you know, began to believe it was a total inside job, as other prominent writers also believed. Of course, the famous author of Slaughterhouse-Five got in contact with me before he died, but then wouldn't come on the show for some reason, Kurt Vonnegut, and said it was an inside job and commended my films. So it's really amazing to know that he had woken up to that before he died, and so had Kurt Vonnegut. I just wish they would have said more before they died. With the material you ran into, did you see him from saying they're going to use this to make us a police state to him then waking up that they blew up the towers?
No, I mean, we really didn't go into that, and we honestly didn't come across anything like that. But
well, let me play an audio clip right now. Sure. Here's Hunter S. Thompson. This is about a year before he died. Here it is.
The first question I have is basically to get from you a sense of how you would rate the American media in their coverage of the events of the attack last September. I mean, what's your assessment of how the American media has performed?
Well, let's see. Shamefully is a word that comes to mind, but that's not true in the case of, it depends. You know, you have to, their papers and the New York Times, Washington Post, but overall the American journalism, I think, has been cowed and intimidated by this massive flag-sucking, this patriotic orgy that the White House keeps whipping up. You know, if you criticize the president, it's unpatriotic and there's something wrong with you, you may be a terrorist. And I've been raving against this from the very beginning, but I don't have much of a constant national platform now because I've been working on this book, The Kingdom of Fear, which is really describes what's going on over here, The Kingdom of Fear.
So in that sense, Hunter S. Thompson, there's not enough room for dissenting voices?
Well, there's plenty of room. There's just not enough people are willing to take the risk. It's just sort of a herd mentality, lemming-like mentality. If you don't go with the flow, you're anti-American and therefore a suspect. And we've seen this before, these patriotic frenzies. And wartime, you know, they declare, it's very convenient having an undeclared war that you can call a war and impose military tribunals and wartime security, and then we got these generals telling us that this war is going to go on for a long, long time. Maybe it's not so much the generals now. The generals are a little afraid to invade Iraq, a little worried about it. But it's the civilians in the White House, this gang of thieving, just lobbyists for the military-industrial complex.
You know, this is a 10-minute clip. I meant to cut it down before airtime, and I don't think we're going to have time to play it all. But he goes in, they say, you know, did this help the Bush administration? He says, absolutely, it helped them. Yeah, it's really suspicious. And I'm going to post it on the web again at prisonplanet.com for folks that want to hear it. And it's actually an hour-long interview. This is a 10-minute cut down. But then I talked to one of the editors at a major Canadian paper who was friends with him. I talked to others. I got some of his correspondences where he was saying, yeah, they blew those buildings up, controlled demolitions. I'm going to go public about it. And then he supposedly committed suicide. And I know his son was home at the time and didn't see it happen, but said, yeah, it looked like he killed himself. But obviously, Eva, you've heard the people that are out there who are suspicious that Hunter S. Thompson didn't kill himself, though he always talked about how he was going to kill himself. So, you think it's pretty clear he did kill himself?
Yeah, I mean, we've actually got footage in the film of him with his longtime collaborator and illustrator, Ralph Steadman, when he was quite young, visiting a morgue and pre-planning his funeral with him. You know, he'd always, always, always talked about killing himself. When the time was right, it was going to happen. So I don't actually think that there's, you know, any evidence to dispute that. You know, he was at home with his family.
Why did he want to kill himself? I mean, was that him trying to take control of his life at the end, or?
I think he'd always had this crazy death wish, and he'd always talked about it since he was really young and healthy. But when he died, he was in failing health. I mean, he was a guy who'd been really, you know, so productive and so amazing and so talented and so successful. However, he was a huge drinker and a huge drug taker, and his health was starting to fail him. And I just think it just got to a point where he just couldn't take it anymore. So it was no huge surprise, although all of his longtime amazing friends who talk in the film and family all say something that to me is another really powerful part of the film. You know, and I think Jimmy Buffett, really talented musician, actually says, you know, it's fun reminiscing about him, it's fun talking about him, but, you know, I really miss him. And the most tragic thing is that he could have wielded a pretty powerful sword right now against what's going on in this country.
Well, yeah, so many people respect him that he could have really exposed what happened. And then I think he would have been the type when the Democrats get in and carry out the same tyranny. I think he would have spoken.
Entirely. He was pretty across the board like that. And I think also the other thing that I really like about the film whenever I do like press screenings and stuff is it sort of feels to me like the end of the film kind of is incredibly inspiring, and I feel like it's a call to arms to young journalists to get a bit of gonzo and start asking tough questions and writing articles that are madly critical about what's going on and, you know, and just, you know, really start messing with people. You know, I was watching, George Bush's press conference that he did yesterday, and I was watching the media just asking these incredibly lame questions, and just, you know, someone should just break out and go a little crazy and really.
Well, that's why I agree, and you've done a great job. I can't wait to see this film, Taxi to the Dark Side. I saw that at the Arbor here in Austin, and it just blew me away, and I bet that's where this is showing. I kept waiting for it to come out, and then suddenly it's that interview, Eva, and I'm like, you informed me it's out. I'm gonna go run off and see it as soon as
you'll like it.
Well, I was totally blown away by your last film, Taxi to the Dark Side, and I do want to try to get the director on as well because he witnessed also so much of the information as well.
Yeah.
What is it like winning an Academy Award?
Oh, it's pretty good fun, Alex.
You can take it, you know, if it comes.
It was a really, you know, magical experience, and it was even better and sweeter for us because we made a film that really a lot of people didn't want us to make. We made a film that was really hard to finance. You know, most of our films are a lot easier to finance. No one wanted to put money into it because at the end of the day, you know, at the time, everyone was like, who wants to make a film about torture? And so it was such sweet vindication. And also, of all the films nominated, all the feature documentaries nominated this year, ours was by far the darkest. So it was a real nod from members of the Academy, you know, our filmmaking peers and the industry that such a dark, challenging film.
Let me elaborate on that. I mean, people criticize me saying I'm being negative. No, ignoring these bad things is what is negative. And lancing the wound, you know, treating it, admitting these bad things are going on, also gets our name back to a certain extent. Even, I mean, I know some of your filmmakers are American, others are from other countries, but we appreciate it, you know, the fact that this can be exposed so it doesn't continue to happen. And so how dare those, I know I saw some criticism of this is negative and anti-American. No, it's not. Torturing innocent people is un-American.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and the great thing about the film, too, is it's going to screen on HBO uncut in September, just before the elections, which is really, I think, going to be fantastic, and I think it'll get a lot of exposure. So that's really exciting. And, you know, the other thing that was, we made it, gosh, we finished it about well over a year ago, so, you know, we started making it like 3 years ago, and one of my concerns at the time, which is now is so bittersweetly funny, that, you know, one of my concerns was, God, what if this is just incredibly irrelevant by the time it comes out? What if it's all over? What if Guantanamo is closed? What if, you know, what if there is, this isn't a discussion anymore? And it's just this morning I was driving to an appointment and I was listening to NPR, and Jane Mayer, who was one of our a huge help in the film, she's a New Yorker journalist who broke a lot of stories about torture over the last couple of years. She's just put a book out that's called The Dark Side, and it's, you know, it's really, you know,
and now
along
we've
the same
got
lines
the,
as our film.
Exactly. Now we have the Red Cross coming out and saying war crimes. Now the gauntlet's down to the establishment, not the American Red Cross, International Red Cross folks, different folks, saying you did this, you need to be punished. Final segment with Eva Orner, straight ahead. She is an Academy Award winner for Taxi to the Dark Side. We'll talk about that film when we get back.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Oscar winner Eva Orner slams U.S. government as war criminals. Herald Sun, all over these big newspapers. She's bold, she's got a lot of courage, and I just am honored to even know her. She's a very sweet lady, too. I've been interviewed by a couple of mainstream TV networks, Discovery Channel, History Channel. Not Discovery, it was History and somebody else, and they've been real mean to us. So she called up and said, where would Discovery Channel want to do it? And I was like yelling at her meanly. She still turned the other cheek, and they turned out to be great folks. But making so many big films. Gonzo is the one in theaters across the country right now. You'll want to go see that. And she was just telling me during the break that Taxi the Dark Side is going to be screening on HBO in the next few months. She'll give us the exact date in a moment. You want to see this. It's very disturbing, though. And I mean, you want to see who they're torturing to death. You'll get a chance. Young men, young kids, totally innocent. The sickos they had doing it, the orders to do it. And then it's going to be on DVD, and I'm going to get a hold of these. I'm going to have these on the website, but they'll be in stores as well. You need to show this to everybody. Eva Orner, do you have the exact date of when it's going to be screening on HBO?
I actually don't, but it's going to be definitely September, and they're going to be screening it uncut, and there'll be a lot of publicity surrounding it. And then after it screens on HBO, it'll be widely available on DVD.
By uncut, so, is that more hardcore than the theater?
No, it's the theater cut, but, you know, I think a lot of networks, the reason we love that HBO is showing it is because they're going to show it uncut, and
yep.
It's definitely challenging, and there are definitely yep. really disturbing scenes in it. So
you've got some video and photos. You've got some video and photos that were never put on the news, folks. Some of this is XXX. And,
yeah,
and we don't mean that in a good way.
We had amazing access, you know, and incredible researchers, and we got a lot of footage that nobody's seen before, so... It's definitely a disturbing and thought-provoking film.
Yeah, folks, you'll actually be inside the torture pits, not the sanitized stuff you saw on the news. And no, that's horrible to say, but you think it's cute seeing movies like Hostel and stuff. It's not cute. It's not funny. You need to see Taxi the Dark Side. In closing, you've had a lot of courage. I mean, is it fulfilling to know you're really doing good in the world, Eva?
You know, it's really good at a time like this when the world doesn't feel like the greatest place in my lifetime anyway. It feels good to be making stuff that is thought-provoking and challenging and provocative and makes a difference, in some small way. Yeah, it's really inspiring, and that's the sort of stuff that I hope to continue to do.
But it's not in a small way. I mean, they wouldn't fund you. People told you don't make it. You did it. You won the Oscar. And now you're catapulting with another huge film. I just love the success story, Eva, and I love watching from afar your success, because that's what floats my boat in life, is seeing other people succeed through adversity, and there's nothing more beautiful. We're going to get your director of Taxi to the Dark Side and Gonzo on, because I can also interview him about his Enron film, The Smartest Guys in the Room, and that's going to be... that's going to be interesting as well. Give out some of the websites for your film company or any other info.
You can the website for the Alex Gibney's company is jigsawprods.com, and there's the website for the Hunter S. Thompson movie, which is, I believe, let me just double check, hunterthompsonmovie.com, where you can see the trailer and read all about it and read the press kit. But if you just Google Hunter S. Thompson film, you'll find a lot of information as well. The trailer's everywhere, and there's lots and lots of reviews.
All right, Eva
and
Orner.
And also same with Taxi to the Dark Side. Just Google it, and you'll find lots of interesting information.
And by the way, Johnny Depp is narrating the new Gonzo film.
Yeah, and he's in it as well. He's interviewed as well. He's pretty terrific.
Yeah, neat guy. Okay, thank you so much for spending time with us, Eva.
My pleasure, Alex. Take care.
You bet. I'm going to go see her movie and then call you back. What a sweet lady. What a smart lady. All right, we're out of time. John, say bye to her. We are out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of my film, which has no voiceover from Alex Jones and is amazing and shows you who the truth movement is, how 9/11 is an inside job, how the first responders aren't getting treatment. It is Truth Rising. It needs to be seen. PrisonPlanet.tv, watch it right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. Retransmission starts now with all the big guests we had on today at InfoWars.com for the audio streams. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.